It is a really ripping day to be alive, isn't it, Bickmore?
It's always a good day to be alive.
You were very late to our meeting today.
I told you why.
Yes, I know.
I was at a meeting.
Oh, don't do it again, mate. Don't make us feel bad again.
No, because you were
okay, anyway,
making
so
me sound unprofessional.
No, it doesn't matter. Anyway, yep, sure, good stuff. Good.
Stuff.
I know, don't ruin fun again.
I'm not ruining fun.
Well, you really are.
I'm not ruining fun.
You're doing great work. We've said that constantly.
No,
good
I'm
stuff.
Not asking that. I'm just saying if you're still going to shame me for being late, you need to give the facts. I wasn't just having my nails done.
What about all the other days when you're late?
I'm having my nails done, catching up on Netflix. But today I was doing some good stuff.
But anyway, you rushed in late and you said something to me. You apologised for being so late.
Yeah, I felt very bad.
And so you said something to me. You said, you know, you can do, guys, do whatever you want. I'm sorry for being late, do whatever you want. And so I thought, oh, well, I guess this is a chance to mess with Bickmore and pitch her one of the most ludicrous ideas. Enjoy.
Sorry, everybody.
It's okay.
You look stunning.
Sorry.
Are you ready for the best idea?
Yep. I'll do anything today. You just put up on the board.
Oh, my gosh. What a great opening line.
Oh, I need to know, don't I?
Should we surprise with it?
Oh, I just think. Come in and say, okay. I'll do anything.
Great.
Tommy's dangerous.
So,
am I going to regret this, Sutton?
So,
I don't know. So,
oh.
I got sent a science article that revealed that there are maybe taste receptors in men's testicles now. And so it's led to a spate of people putting their nuts in stuff, trying to taste them. So I thought we could do it's called What's Tommy's Testicles Tasting? And then on air, you blindfold me again and bring me different things one by one and I have to guess what my...
I completely take back everything I said when I entered this room. You can't do What's Tommy's Testicles Tasting.
Why not?
Because we can't.
You're not going to see it. I'll do it. We can have a little curtain thing around here.
Yeah. I can't.
A sheet, Marshy.
Yeah.
Oh, we could even get a sheet and like put a little hole in it. So it's
this show isn't just a vehicle for doing the things that you and Johnny should be doing at 11 o'clock on Saturday night.
I don't think it's...
Why don't you go try it with Johnny?
Oh, I'll talk.
And if it, no, not now.
I'll
and if
get
it works,
butter.
No.
Wait. Now, this was the bit I was really interested in because obviously
I'm so annoyed that already then I didn't realise that
you
were joking. I'm really annoyed.
Well, I ran to the kitchen to get a few different things so we could do a testing to see if the game would work on air.
I actually imagined you going to get the jar of peanut butter.
I did, but I waited a little while in the kitchen because I thought, I want to see what
bit
more.
And that's the bit where I went, I'm going to be honest and say to Sonda, there's no way we can do this.
I'm very interested to hear what
that's
you
what
had
said.
To say while we recorded it so the people can hear it now.
Wait.
Oh, dear God. I'm so sorry, everybody. Why did I say that?
It is funny, but I think it might, even if we don't say testicles, maybe.
No. Mate, You can't. It's so lowbrow.
Good on Caitlin.
Our show is so highbrow.
But good on Caitlin, our gorgeous producer, going, I would listen to that. Getting my back. Thank you, Caitlin.
To be fair, of all the team members that would be into that, it would be Caitlin.
It's so...
The Queenslander.
I did return with a variety of spreads.
Condiments.
Yeah, and
this is where I thought you'd lost your mind. I was worried I was going to have to get HR because you started undoing your pants.
Well, I wanted to see how far I could take it in the testing process. You're going to find out how that went next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Vickers was late to the team meeting today and then she walked in and stupidly said
the dumbest thing I've ever said.
She said, sorry, I'm late. And I said, I've got an idea. And you said, it can be anything. Because I'm late, pitch me anything.
Because normally I'm quite picky about what we do. Because our show is incredibly highbrow.
Little thing in my brain went off and I went, okay, then I'll pitch you anything and see how you react to this.
You pranked me.
And I pitched you an idea of what's Tommy's testicles tasting because there was an article that there was taste receptors in... nuts.
What I've worked out is this is just by doing what we're doing now and playing back the funny stuff from what happened in the meeting is just your way of getting this segment on air.
No, it's not true.
And it's a terrible idea.
And so I pitched the idea and then I ran to the kitchen to get different condiments and dips and stuff that we could taste with, and you were outraged when I ran out there and dismayed that to the team. But then, of course, I got back and
with
I had...
With the condiments.
Yes.
And I couldn't believe what I was seeing when you turned to face the wall.
Well, this is how it played out.
Okay.
So, I don't know if we can say testicles for a start. And if we can't, does that stop it from being funny?
What about we just allude to... What about we just call it what's Tommy tasting and then... but I keep talking the whole time and you're like, how are you tasting stuff? And then we reveal at the end.
Teabag taste test.
Teabag taste test is great. It's great.
Oh, my God.
I'm really... What are you doing with that jar of peanut butter?
So I thought...
Dipping his in it. No, he's not.
Come on, mate.
I was about to have it on my crackers.
Don,
We've only got 7 minutes. Is this 4 minutes now? Is this a good use
because
of our time?
Maybe it won't work. So what about... We've got two here. What about if I shut my eyes and get my nuts out? What about if you... I'll put them in one... And I have to guess which one it is.
Close your eyes, and I'm going to let you dip your finger in and then put it on your nuts.
Yeah, rub it on.
No, I'll just get my nuts out.
You can smell it. You'll be able to smell it, which is weird.
But he won't know which is.
This is ridiculous.
I'm not going anywhere near those. Hang on.
Are you getting your nuts? What's happening?
You shut your eyes. You dip your finger in.
Stop it. Stop this. This is just insane. This is insane. What's happening? This is too much. I wish I was later and I didn't have to be here for this.
We thought if we surprised you with it live on air, you might not like it.
No, I wouldn't have.
Why?
Very good judgment.
People will be into it. Yeah, that's my God. And it's listenability.
Like, I would. I'd listen to your nuts.
I'm not nuts about
you'll need...
Carrie, we're f***ing with you. We're not doing that.
Once again, a big thanks to Kate, who said the phrase, I'd listen to your nuts.
Honestly, and now you've just aired all of that. So you've just done everything you wanted to do, really.
It's genius.
And I'm just glad that you could hear loud and clear that I was the voice of opposition.
I think you kind of thought for a second it might be an idea that could work.
I didn't.
Was it not a split second that you thought this is good cut through radio?
No, it's a very visual thing.
It's very visual.
It's not good radio on lots of fronts.